Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is an Entel Studios production.
Welcome to Spain.
Viva
once again.
España.
It's a shame that people just couldn't have seen that sunset that we just witnessed.
Oh,
I mean, it was outrageous, wasn't it?
Red sun that disappeared. It felt like it disappeared so quickly. You can watch it just kissing the world goodnight.
If you go on our Instagram page this week, I'll post a picture of it. But the camera didn't really do it justice.
No, impossible.
And there's always this feeling that you've got to travel miles and miles and miles to see an amazing sunset. But that's one of the greatest sunsets I've ever seen.
Ever. And I think actually the setting of where we are is quite breathtaking.
We're in the mountains, really.
Now,
it's like
because we are leaving on Friday, I think we can go more forensic about where we are. Because we've been quite vague.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because, you know, we want to keep this kind of secret. I mean, production slightly under wraps and, you know.
Yeah.
It's just kind of nice to make it a bit more of a surprise when it comes out. But we are near Casares, which is a hilltop village, which is entirely white with this amazing...
Is that the one we drove through there?
Yes.
Bloody
castle out on a sort of...
Yeah. I couldn't believe it.
Oh, it was beautiful.
It was totally out of a James Bond film or something like that. It's amazing. So go on to Google Earth or something.
And look up Casares.
It is breathtaking. Mm. And it's not that far from the town, right? 25 minutes from Estepona or something like that. So if you're thinking about coming somewhere on your holidays and you didn't want to go too far afield, it would be great.
I mean, it was easy to get here, wasn't it?
It was very easy to get
and
here.
And it's still hot now.
It's glorious. Mm. Anyway, I'll post a picture of the sunset because it was fantastic tonight.
We're a little bit sleepy, I feel like. We've had a long few days.
It's 20 past nine on a Tuesday night.
Mm-hmm.
We've eaten, which is not good, not, really,
never good,
that's
no.
What makes me very sleepy.
I had lasagna, which is, like, deadly.
I had ribs and fish, but no carbs.
Do you know, the woman downstairs said, you wouldn't believe the mixture of stuff I put in these, like, on these plates, because she was really funny. She said, you know, people just want a little bit of everything, but it's like fish and meat and potatoes and rice all at the same time.
I had breaded plates with barbecue ribs on top of it. I know. She said, do you want any veg with that? I was like, nope.
Even I said, do you want any veg?
Yeah.
I've got some spare veg.
The food has been very good out here.
Oh,
I mean, we can't recommend it.
The catering company is amazing.
Yeah, you can't recommend a catering company, can you?
You can't really.
But if we could, we would.
Yeah.
Oh, someone knocking at the door.
Hello.
Who's this?
Hello.
Hola, Tom.
Hola.
It's our producer.
Yeah. You're on our podcast.
Fine. You're on our podcast.
Oh, really?
It's all right. Yeah.
I'm getting a script.
Yes, but it's a very dramatic one. I'll let you...
oh, my God. Okay. We'll recommend one thing each, and then I'll read the script.
Fine. No.
How long have we got?
You've got, half an hour, I'd say. There's still... Because there's still... It's got to go back to legal, because there's,
God.
It's got to go to legal.
Okay. Well, let me know.
It's an exclusive here on the podcast.
Oh, it's got to go legal. Woo!
Very good. This show is going to go out in January. Do you tell anybody what it's called?
No.
Or anything like that? It's still a secret. No, let's keep it a secret.
I think let's keep it a secret.
It'll go on Channel 4 in January at some point, but I think you're going to love it.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah.
And interesting and very funny.
And
legal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I love stuff going to legal.
Yeah, I know.
Our new lady, Olivia, the
podcast. Oh, my God, the
Instagram
third member
lady
of the band.
She's doing great, isn't
she?
She's
doing so good.
So I hope you've been enjoying the podcast posts on our Instagram.
Our Instagram account's become like a thing of real joy. Like, I look at our Instagram account and go, this is interesting. Yeah, what programme should I be watching?
Yeah.
What have we recommended? She's really decompartmentalising our podcast, which is exactly what our listeners need.
Yeah.
So they need to know... You know, what are the books I should be reading, what are the films I should be seeing, what are the TV shows I should be watching. And what's brilliant is she is absolutely helping us organise everything on the page, and she's doing some great Insta stories because, you know, she's been kind of spicing up our stories a bit. She's even made, do you want to tell everybody what she's just made tonight?
I'm Making the Cut podcast stamp of approval.
Recommended by Making the Cut podcast.
So if we talk about a product or a service or something, then people can put the stamp of approval on it.
And what, like, I think we should do is I think we should make actual stickers and then send it.
I think we do badges.
Or no, we badge. No, we
do
send...
sticker.
No, shush. Just let me speak, yeah, Michael.
Sorry, I'm excited.
No, what we do is we send them lots of stickers so they can stick them on their product.
Ah, okay, yeah, good. I think that's a good idea.
I mean, we'll have to send Warburtons a lifetime supply of stickers because...
But we've talked about merch before. We should do a badge and everyone we shout out should get a badge.
Yeah, or like... Because stickers are good because you can stick them everywhere.
We can have a sticker.
And a badge.
A fridge magnet.
Let's just give them tons of stuff.
Yes,
you want good. A t-shirt? We'll give you that.
But Olivia, great work.
Well done, Olivia.
If you listen to this podcast and don't follow us on Instagram, you are missing out on like 30% of experience. So follow us on Instagram and keep up to date with what's going on. What have you got for us this week, Davina
McCall?
Well,
I'm quite excited because I've come across something today which I think is innovative and interesting. It was recommended by a woman that I love on here. She's called The Karen Arthur on Instagram. And she's got 10,600 followers. And her idea was kind of this thing called Wear Your Happy, which is kind of the way she dealt with menopause was through clothing. She learned how to sew. She makes her own clothes. She kind of wears anything she wants. She tries to kind of bring happiness into her life and into her heart through her clothing. So she dresses how she feels. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And she also has, she's the host of the Instagram account Menopause Whilst Black. And I think it's really, really important that we look at all cultures and all ethnicities when we're talking about menopause. You know, this isn't something that just happens to white women. And she's just doing a brilliant job at educating women.
Great.
And helping, you know, support us through, like, what is a terrible, terribly difficult time. But anyway, on a very shallow note, I was looking at her page. And she's, I think she's in Barbados now. Anyway, I was looking at her. And she's got this, like, amazing swim scarf on her head. And I was like, oh, she's tagged them in her post. So swim scarf, they've got 2,221 followers. I went onto their email, their website.
Link
and they
the
are called swimscarf.co.uk. And they are designed to protect high-volume hair. Now, you would be thinking that it would only be kind of Afro-Caribbean hair that would need that. But actually... it's for anyone that's got high volume, long hair that, you know, sometimes those rubbery cap, they are too painful. If you've got a lot of hair,
yeah.
I mean, there are guys that have recommended this who've got dreads. There are lots of friends of mine who've got dreads that literally haven't swum for years because the process of drying the dreads is such a blooming nightmare.
Do you know the other thing? I used to have dreadlocks. And when I was about 18...
Did you culturally
18,
appropriate those dreadlocks?
I did, yes.
This was a long time ago before you even knew what culturally appropriate
was. Yeah, I was trying to culturally appropriate Mick Hucknall at the time.
Oh, okay, so, and he was doing the culturally appropriate. So you were just copying him.
Yes,
okay, that's fine.
But I went swimming with my dreadlocks in Lanzarote and my hair absorbed so much water...
Couldn't
I started
lift your head?
..to sink. Yeah. I had real difficulty
getting
out of the pool. I remember thinking, God, my head is so heavy. And then I remember thinking, I'm sinking in the pool. You know, like, I was having to swim twice as hard as everybody else to get afloat. So I can imagine, like, protecting your dreads from the water is, like,
it's important. Really important. Yeah. And also any women with kind of long hair, braids, any kind
super
of anything.
Super curly hair.
Super
yes.
curly hair.
Yeah.
But women of any colour who've got enormously voluminous hair. Now, the nice thing about it is the way that it ties and the way that it looks really nice. They've got two sizes.
Yep.
I think they've got five colours. I think they are £27 per headscarf. But it keeps your hair completely dry.
Really?
It's not sort of, it's like a proper rubberized...
Like a turban?
Yes, but it actually does keep your hair dry.
And these would be great for me to recommend to people.
Look how nice
it
looks.
Oh, right.
So
you
put it around your scarf, your head, I mean. Mm-hmm. You put the scarf around your head and then tie it in the front with a little bow at the front. I love it. It looks so nice. They also make swim socks, which are much nicer...
They're only £3.
Than your average swim sock.
Yep.
Which is always
Veruca sock.
Yeah, which is pretty revolting. You can get gift cards as well. Mm-hmm. They sell and send all over the world.
Okay, because one of the big things I get on my hair talks is people say, oh, I go swimming, how do I protect my hair from the chlorine? And I always say, oh, put on a swimming cap, you know, try and keep your head out of the water. And they say, well, the swimming caps just aren't good enough, one thing or another. This would be a great recommendation for me to offer to people at the old hair clinics.
And also they're going to do Swim Scarf Kids soon.
Great.
So I think that is a really good, it's a small business. They've got 2,221 followers on Instagram. But they are really good.
And can I say, well done for getting the Instagram name Swim Scarf. I assume that would have gone.
Yeah.
Like, that's great, isn't it?
Yeah, and it does what it says on the tin, which is the perfect Instagram account.
Do you know how much they are? Did you see?
I think £27.
£27.
Yeah.
Okay. On the subject of Instagram accounts, I've got one that I want to talk about.
Yes.
So, as you know, my good friend and your good friend, Andy Abrahams, works for a charity.
God, and he really miss Andy.
Yes. So, hopefully we'll see him soon. Anyway, he's put me in touch with a friend of his who works, and we have slightly recommended these lot before, but it's an Instagram account called Calm. I think it's actually called Calm Zone.
Yes, we have. And they're brilliant.
Yes. So, but this was something I wanted to show you about a year ago, and I never got round to it, and it's been at the back of my mind for ages. And of course, we watched the boxing the other night.
Yes.
We watched the Anthony Joshua fight against Usyk, I think he was called. Oh, it was a terrible fight. It was pretty boring.
I was disappointed.
Do you know, I've watched Anthony Joshua fights on YouTube since then, and he's almost like a completely different fighter now.
What's happened? He was
dabbing.
He's
lost his mojo, yeah.
But do you think that is since his fight with, was it
Ruiz?
Yeah,
Andy Ruiz. When he lost that fight to Andy Ruiz, he just doesn't seem to be the same fighter anymore. Anyway, I've sunk myself into a world of online boxing videos because, as we know, Tyson Fury fights on the 9th of October. We're at a dinner party that night. But I don't think that fight will kick off till about 4:30 in the morning on the 10th.
I don't think the dinner party will go on that long.
Oh, really? Because I was really hoping it was going to kick off this dinner party. Anyway, I will be setting my alarm for that. Come on in.
Come on in.
Hi.
Hi, Ollie. Hey.
Do you have the script and all?
Yeah.
I've got everything.
Great.
Gracias.
So you are ready?
No.
When are we dressing or not?
No, when are we supposed to get dressed?
I haven't
will you come? Will you come and let me know how long I have?
Yeah, I will ask again to Donna.
I love you. Gracias.
Meet you.
Okay. Bye.
Ti amo. No, not ti amo. Wait. Te quiero.
Te amo. Te quiero.
Te quiero.
Both are
good.
Okay.
I just told him I loved him.
Yes, I noticed that.
Are you okay with that?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a bit odd, but... So CALM stands for the Campaign Against Living Miserably. And they did a TV ad called The Invisible Opponent. Have you seen this?
No.
It's really good. So it's their first TV ad that they ever made. But just to give you a bit of background about this, every week, 125 people in the UK take their own lives, and 75% of these suicides are men.
Oh, my God.
So CALM is about trying to get men to not do that, essentially. But this is an advert that they made, and they took the last Tyson Fury fight with Deontay Wilder, which was an amazing, remarkable fight. And they took out Deontay Wilder and have just left Tyson Fury in the ring on his own, getting beaten up. It's really, really powerful. So you can go onto their Instagram account and watch this, but wait for it.
Wow.
It's really good, isn't it?
Oh, God. Oh, God.
And then there's a great line at the end here.
Yeah.
Mm. Now, I don't know if you ever saw this fight, but he gets knocked out and completely knocked out to the 9th second and then gets up and then carries on fighting in the 12th round. So just the context
but
of the fight.
Can we just say what that line said? Sometimes the toughest opponents are the ones you can't see.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm. So I'll post that on the Making the Cut podcast page so you can have a look at it. But it's they're well worth the follow, the Calm Zone.
Calm Zone. It's not it's just Calm Zone, isn't it?
Yes. Because there's another Instagram account called Calm. But it stands for Campaign Against Living Miserably. But a great, they've got some great posts on there and stuff like that. But it's a brilliant little campaign, that one, I think.
Oh, so they are the Campaign Against Living Miserably.
Yeah, that's the acronym of CALM.
That is amazing.
But it's a great video, that, isn't it?
That
you
is
never
very
think
powerful.
About when you
75% of all suicides are male.
Mm. I know, it's shocking, that, isn't it?
I'm completely blown away by that. That's a terrible statistic.
Yeah. Well, the statistic I read is that equally men and women attempt suicide, but men are more successful.
Well, in my experience, like my mum, obviously, as you know, did that a lot.
Yeah.
But it was because she was crying out for help, you know. I think often women don't know how to, when they're really down, don't know how to ask for help when they're that desperate and might try and do something, but they actually not fall short just of killing themselves, just to sort of show the gravitas of how they're feeling.
Well, I think
men are more likely to just do it.
They're more likely to use lethal force, is the term, I think. So, anyways, absolutely tragic. But it's a great Instagram account and it's a brilliant little video, that. I absolutely love it.
One more, and then I've got to go and learn my lines.
Yeah, go and learn some lines. Yeah. So I bought a CCTV camera for my house recently.
Yes.
Mainly because I was coming on this trip. I'd been burgled recently. Yeah. As you know, someone broke into my house and took my safe.
Which is also it's just being violated. Anybody that's listening that's been burgled knows what that feels like. It makes you want to move out of your house immediately and never look back. I hate... It's a horrible, horrible feeling.
Yeah, it is. So I thought, I'll try and be a bit more secure in my house. I changed the locks and all the rest of it. And then I thought, I'll just buy a little CCTV camera and stick it in the living room. I didn't know how difficult or expensive that would be. So I went onto Amazon and had a little look. And I bought this thing called the Blink Mini.
Mm-hmm.
So as you can see here, it's just a tiny little camera.
It's very small.
It's probably about 3 centimeters cubed. And you can plug it in, or you can buy a battery operated one. I just bought the plug-in one because I don't want to be faffing about recharging it.
No.
So it plugs in through a USB-C plug, and then it goes into a micro USB-C. You can buy a 3-meter cable from it, and you can stick it anywhere, basically. And then it connects to your Wi-Fi at home, and I can watch my living room now at home live. And if somebody is in my living room, I can even talk to them live. But I thought this was amazing. I couldn't believe how easy
it
was to set up.
It's reassuring.
Yeah.
If you're not around to be able to see inside your house.
So it's got a motion detector on it and infrared night vision. So if anybody enters my house day or night, I instantly get a ping on my phone that says motion has been detected in your house. And then I can literally watch what's going on. It's quite bizarre. There's a man who thought we were Spanish there for a minute.
Man who's tired.
As soon as possible.
Okay, we'll wrap this up and we'll crack on. Give us 2 minutes. Anyway, it's brilliant. It's $29.99. There's no annual subscriptions or anything like that to pay. You literally plug it in, download the app,
set
it up.
It's as clear as day, isn't it? Picture.
It's like high-definition
really
picture
clever.
That you can zoom in and out of, you can take stills of. Yeah. It's really good, so I'd highly recommend it. There's loads of
Blink
other options
Mini.
That you can get as well, or you can buy 3 or 4 of them, or the screens you can buy, but go on Amazon and have a little look. It's really good, but I would put a tiny caveat in there, is that if you're an Airbnb customer and stuff like that, there's always a possibility that you're renting a house where you might be being filmed. So what I am going to go and search for on the internet is maybe a device that can scan a room to see whether there is a camera in there or not. Because
also,
it's a bit creepy how easy it was to do this. And then you think, God, if you're in a hotel room or something and someone's planted one in there, that's also a bit weird. So I'd like to think there's a device out there that could prevent you being unnecessarily filmed.
I always think good luck to them. I sort of run around flashing my tits in every corner of the room, just going, get a load of that.
Well,
good
I know,
luck to
because
you.
I've set one of these up in your bathroom, in your bedroom. I've seen it all, basically. Right, you better
go on. There is a TikTok account, so while you're doing that, looking for the scanner thing, mm-hmm. I will find out, because my son showed me a TikTok account by a guy
yes.
who used to work in security, mm-hmm. and he will show you the 10 greatest ways to see if something's got a hidden camera yeah. in it or not. And
great.
Most of it involves using the torch
on your
from
iPhone.
Your iPhone yeah, you to just shine it into things.
Okay. Yeah. Right, you better get ready.
I'm going to go and make myself beautiful. It'll take about 3 hours, so I'll see you later.
Okay, we are back in the room. We're back in our hotel room.
Yes.
We've been let off for a few hours in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. What would you like to do for the rest of these 2 hours? Apart from this, of course.
I think this, mm-hmm. and then I think bikini... half hour bake. It's dangerous for me to do this because I've still got my makeup on
and you've got to go back and
I've
film
still got
stuff.
My hair on. I've got to go back and film stuff
yeah
until probably midnight, like we film stuff till very late.
When she says hair on, it's not a wig, it is her hair.
Yeah, but like
the hair on is a
like a
you've got
a
do, right? We've blow dried it into
it's
a nice do.
So there's no swimming. I'll have to kind of go and
I can swim on your behalf
up to my chest.
Boobs. Walk up chest. To the boobs.
Boobs.
Oops. It's the shoulders that are the big problem in that pool.
Mm.
It's chilly. Pool's chilly.
Chilly.
Well, I agree. I would like to do that as well. I'd love
okay.
to do a bit of sunbathing. That would be nice.
Great.
So we're back in our hotel room. We've just talked about Blink, the camera,
yeah.
which is great. Go and check that out. What have you got for us?
I am excited because I am going to talk about, or we are going to talk mm-hmm. about something that we deep dived into while we were here, something that lots of our listeners have recommended us,
mm-hmm.
something that your dad mm-hmm. and Sue went nuts about.
Yep.
And that is White Lotus.
Yeah, White Lotus is a TV show. It's on Now TV. It's a HBO program. 6 episodes,
it's
1 hour.
It's actually 7 episodes.
Is it?
Yeah.
So?
We haven't missed any.
Okay. We didn't watch 7 episodes, though.
Yeah, we did. Oh, uh-huh. says, oh, look. It
yeah,
says
it does
seven
say
episodes
7 episodes.
There.
Yeah, it's. I think it's 6 1-hours. It's on Now TV. If you've got that, I would say it's worth subscribing to Now TV just to watch this
it
show.
It is. But can I just quickly look in Just Watch again, because
yeah,
it's
course.
Such a helpful way
mm-hmm.
of finding out
where you can see it.
Other places.
Yeah.
I
can presume you can buy it in iTunes per episode. And you'll probably get it on Amazon Prime as well.
So, Apple TV, but you can also get it on Sky, Now, Go by streaming. And you can also buy it on Amazon and Apple TV.
Go looks like it's a Virgin Media thing. I've never heard of this before, even though I'm a Virgin Media customer.
I'd like you to go away and come back. And mm-hmm. if you think it's good, you can recommend it next week.
I've got to say, I think I've said this before, Virgin Media is the only broadband provider I would consider.
You have said this many
yeah,
times.
Okay.
And to me as well. And I'm quite annoyed because in my area...
You don't get it, do you?
In my area, you can't get...
Yeah, you've got such a lovely area as well. And it's a real shame. They can't pipe that in.
Yeah, so, yeah, Virgin.
Virgin Media. So Virgin Go must be the other thing you can watch this on.
But, right,
look,
so
you,
I want,
you
to,
go.
Get ba- I
yeah,
want
yeah.
to get back to...
Yes.
So sometimes I find when something's been so highly recommended by so many different people, it puts me off. I feel like...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was repelling away
yeah.
from this series because
it had
been recommended
Lotus,
too many times.
What does it
times.
Mean?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a hotel. It's going to be... It is such a brilliant portrayal of, I mean, if we talk about privilege, when you look at all these different people staying at this hotel, it's set in Hawaii. It's actually filmed at a Four Seasons hotel.
Is it?
In Maui.
Oh, so it is in Hawaii still.
Yeah, various
okay.
locations around Hawaii. So it's all shot in Hawaii. And... it does make you realise that real, like, people who believe that they are privileged in mm-hmm. some way are so entitled and such a bunch of wankers. But it's portrayed in such a genius way. There's a family with a couple of kind of extreme teenagers who just argue about everything with the parents. And then there's a son who's a classic teenage boy. Girls don't want to hang out with him. they're having problems. There's my favourite, obviously, the man I relate to the most is the hotel manager, mm-hmm. who is an ex-addict in recovery, who, I'm not going to say what happens.
Yeah, but yeah.
He is absolutely brilliant. His name, he plays Armand, is Murray Bartlett. He's an Australian guy, and he was born in Sydney, but he's also an actor and a producer, known for Farscape. Connie Britton's in it.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know her from Nashville.
I don't know her at all.
She's in Nashville. She plays Raina James, a singer in Nashville. She's fabulous. Excellent. Jennifer Coolidge.
Yes, I've seen her before.
I don't know if... you don't have daughters, but anybody that's listening that's got daughters, they might know the film Cinderella Story. I think is she called Lizzie McGuire in it. And Jennifer Coolidge plays the evil stepmother. And she's absolutely hilarious. Rachel Patton, she's quite a big famous actress.
I really like the dad.
The dad was absolutely brilliant, wasn't he? He's called Steve Zahn.
Yeah, I've seen him in quite a few things and... God, he's great.
It's interesting because he was in Rescue Dawn, Sahara. He was in Joyride.
God, I loved Rescue Dawn.
He's in the good Lord Bird.
Meh, don't know.
It's from last year.
But you'll recognise him, I think.
You would totally recognise him.
In quite a few things. Very good.
But his character, I think what's brilliant about The White Lotus are the characters. The characters are so deep and multi-layered. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't take you very long to really get under the skin of every single character there. You know how that character's going to behave. You know what they're going to do when they're put into that position.
Yeah.
You know that the young man's going to get more and more annoyed with the manager of the hotel. It's so brilliantly written. And it was HBO initially asked for it to be just a one-off miniseries with a beginning, a middle, and an end. Mm. The end is such carnage. Mm-hmm. It just descends into such total chaos. And the other really clever thing is that the whole series begins with the end.
Yes.
So the opening shot is the end at the beginning, and you spend the whole series trying to work out what the beginning means.
Yeah. It seems so obvious to start with.
It seems obvious.
And as you go along, you go,
but then you realise it's
not
what you
think it is. Yeah.
So... So they thought they were going to make it as a standalone miniseries, mm-hmm. but now they've decided that they're going to do another White Lotus, which I would imagine is staying at the same hotel, or they might move hotel altogether, but the premise might be the same. But all the characters will be new.
Okay,
that's the great thing about a week's holiday.
Well, it's the great thing about making a drama around a hotel,
because
you can bring in brand new characters
all the time.
Every time. Mm. There's a few things that I got from it. First thing was that it's a brilliant snapshot, I think, of a modern Western society. I think if you took this drama and took it back in time 20 years, it wouldn't make any sense. The characters wouldn't make any sense. But we live in such a bizarre world now than we did 20 years ago, where children have opinions about things that they wouldn't even cross their minds 20 years ago. And the dynamic relationship between the two, the mum and the dad, I mean, her being the main breadwinner, I think, is one of the interesting dynamics in there that wouldn't have existed quite so much 20 years ago. Of course it did, but wouldn't have been analysed in this way. And the privileged guy as well, with his kind of slightly underprivileged new wife, I don't think that would have made a lot of sense 20 years ago.
And also the social media thing, that this boy literally is so addicted to his phone that he's just going mad at the idea of not having his phone.
And that
actually not having his phone ends up being... I mean, I know it all seems quite obvious and pastiche, but the other thing it really reminded me of, which is worth a mention as well, is Men, Women and Children.
Oh, what a film.
That kind of lesson about
life. There's a
lot
to take from it. Yeah, I think what's great about it is it's fiction that holds an enormous amount of truth. All the greatest fiction does that. You know, you learn stuff from it. So I've written a list of words here that I thought summed up The White Lotus.
Oh, hang on a minute.
Yeah,
Hang on a minute. You've done homework.
I've not done homework. Watching it, I was thinking, what is this show about?
No.
And this is what I... This is the list I got. What?
Wait, but I don't want you to launch into this. I want to get under the skin of you.
Oh.
So wait, we were watching White Lotus together. And you were writing down words.
No, I was just in my mind was thinking, what is this show about?
I love the fact that you saved this ship for the
podcast.
We finished watching that like a week ago, and you've not told me the words to go with the one.
No, sorry, this is why we have.
Don't need to apologize. Oh, this is why we just have to keep doing this podcast forever, because I find out stuff about you that you wouldn't tell me
if we weren't doing this podcast.
Other people. This is good.
Well, I was trying to work out.
I mean, everyone should do for relationship like therapy.
Yeah.
To start a podcast.
Yes, it would be handy, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Because it's very easy to talk to each other under these circumstances,
isn't
it?
Yes, it's weird. Yeah, sometimes easier than just lying in bed watching White Lotus.
Because I've got to say that when I read quite a few reviews on this, a lot of people said got bored after the third episode. What is the show
about?
I don't know what's
going
on. Because there's no coherent story, in my opinion. It's a meandering kind of thing that doesn't seem to be going anywhere. Yeah, and you don't really, unless you really buy into these characters, it's easy to let go of them, I think. So I remember thinking by the third or fourth episode, I don't know what this is. Is it a murder mystery? Is it about, well, these are the things that I worked out what it's about. This show is about race. It's about gender, it's about age, it's about status, it's about sexuality, it's about addiction, and it's about privilege. It covers so many different things. What?
Good words.
Yeah, right?
That's exactly what it is.
It's all of those things in one series. Go on.
I really think you should write a review on IMDb.
Oh, do you think so?
Yeah, and you should just put exactly what you
those
just
words.
Put there. And then sign it, Making the Cut podcast, and other people might come to...
Let's do that.
Yeah.
I'll do that this week. Okay. I've never reviewed anything before, ever, in my life.
But that is a very good review, because that is, in a nutshell, what this show is.
I'd love everybody to watch it, if you've not watched it already. If you have watched it, I'd be just interested in any conclusions from it. Like, it's just interesting to try and work out
I didn't need a conclusion. I just went with the chaos and just was happy.
Yeah.
I felt satiated.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, so did I. I didn't feel unsatisfied at the end. It wasn't like it left a gaping hole. But there was about 10 things that I thought were just brilliant about it. I just thought, fuck.
Yes.
Jesus. Where do you begin? Very good. Okay, I'm really glad about that. Another TV show I've just finished yesterday was the, I mentioned it last week, the 9/11 Turning Point Netflix.
So, I watched one of those. It was...
Yeah. It was a bit... I mean, I watched that Rory Stewart thing, and then, I just learned a lot about Afghanistan very recently, but what this thing does is take you right up to date, right up to literally, I would say this documentary must have been made about 4 weeks ago and was put out, because it's right up to the evacuation of Afghanistan under Joe Biden. Some really interesting bits about Trump in there as well, and of course, Trump essentially negotiated this deal with the Taliban to get out there. And it is interesting when Trump said, what are we even doing in Afghanistan? We just shouldn't be there.
Yes.
And when you watch it, you go, you're absolutely right. We should not be there. We've got to get out, you know. So you're sat there thinking, God, I didn't think I'd agree with Donald Trump very often.
But then you did say earlier that the atrocities that have been
you can't
done
just leave.
To women it's too much. In Afghanistan since they've left have been so horrific.
It's appalling. It's unbelievable.
So what's the answer?
Yeah, the answer wasn't to just leave. You couldn't just leave. You had to leave some troops there, essentially.
Forever?
Yeah, certainly for the next 20 or 30 years. It doesn't have to be a war going on there, but you have to try and keep some stability in there. I mean, I just highly recommend it. If you're interested in, you know, modern politics, especially American politics and their foreign policy, it's a brilliant documentary, and it takes you right from the point of 9/11 up to today. So you get all the really meaty stuff. The other thing I think is that after we watched The War Room with Bush, changed my opinion of Bush, and then this has changed my opinion of Bush again.
Back
entirely.
Again.
Yeah. I mean, yes, back again. And just made me think, oh, God almighty, you know.
Why?
Because they go into a little bit more detail about why he invaded Iraq and all the things manipulated.
The one that we watched was about War Room for 9/11.
Yes.
But I think that everybody's opinion really went down the pan of him, because these are old weapons of mass destruction that everybody was like, they don't exist. That everybody keeps wanging on about them, but they don't exist. Nobody's finding them. They're never in the place that you think they are.
And the only reason they thought they had them was because they tortured someone nearly half to death to confess that they had them. And in the end, he said, I'd have told you anything. You were torturing me. Mm. And you think, oh, my God. Anyway, I'm not going to do any more spoilers. And it wasn't really a kind of recommendation, because I recommended it last week. But it's just a little backup recommendation, because I've been utterly gripped by it. And I feel like I've learnt an enormous amount about it. And my sympathy has grown enormously for the people of Afghanistan who wanted a different outcome.
Yes. That's terrible, isn't it? That we've abandoned the people of Afghanistan to a regime. You know, it's like we went in there, we took them away, and then we just left them, and it's all gone back to square one again.
Exactly what
I mean,
Russians
I don't
did.
Know whether I would rather be educated and then have it stripped from me, and me never be allowed to use my education ever or speak or
or
whether to have never had it at all.
My very simplistic view of it is that you'd have, if you're an Afghanistani person who doesn't like it, what's going on there, is you have to leave.
But for women, it's not that simple.
No, I don't, it's not that simple, I don't think, for anybody, because you haven't got the money, and where
but
are you going to go, and all the rest of it.
It's quadruply.
Yeah,
in
yeah.
Afghanistan,
it, it's just
you don't
horrific.
Count, you're invisible.
The sacrifice you'd have to make would be to just have to go. You know, like, I don't think it's possible for that place to survive if everybody left. So everybody has to leave.
I don't think that people can just leave.
No, they can't. I mean,
can't
leave. That's why I said it's my simplistic view of it. You know, it's. I mean, it's probably a stupid idea, but I just look at it and I think, God, the only solution is to get the hell out of there somehow. Mm. I don't know how you do that, but bloody hell. Anyway, Netflix, it's called Turning Point 9/11. Brilliant. Bloody brilliant. Well done, whoever made it.
Who did make it?
I don't actually know. I mean, it's an American company, I think, because the interviewer is American. Mm. But he's very challenging to the people he interviews, and that's a really, really good thing to hear.
With the fresh air.
Yeah, because you don't feel like it's being made with some unconscious bias. You know, it's just been, it's just asking a question. You are.
I mouthed Oprah to you.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Another massive gear change, just like I always do, to a foodstuff.
Okay.
I mean, I've recently, you know, I talked about Grape and Fig last week, and but recently I got a box of stuff from Blondie's Kitchen. Do you know them?
No, I don't think so.
Blondie's Kitchen make the most outrageous cookies you have ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't just make cookies, they do kind of a personalized sort of 7-inch one, which is absolutely massive, so you can kind of get your message in the middle, like a happy birthday or
it's
something
like
pizza. That it's a bit like a pizza, but it's a cookie with chocolate in it, or whatever kind of thing you want in it. Then they also do like little mini bite-sized cookies.
Hang on a sec, were these the cookies that came to the house?
Yes.
Oh my God,
yes.
I mean, I've got to say, I only had a couple because...
When... I finished them all?
Yeah.
And my family.
Yeah, okay.
All
blame
of our
you
kids.
All. Yeah.
But, so the thing that I think that makes Blondie's cookies extra special is the texture. They've got that American, slightly chewy, you know how you like your kind of meringue, like with a bit of chewy stuff
yes,
in the middle.
Oh, yes, got a bit chewy in
you
there,
don't
yes.
want... What is the point in having a biscuit if it's just all going to be crispy all the way through? You want something doughy. But then they've also got all this kind of magical melted chocolate going on the top. Then they have, you know, this idea of kind of being able to order in a box of something.
Yeah.
So if you're going to do film night on Friday night, you know, you've got all your kids around and some mates, they do this thing called like movie night nuggets.
Oh, great. Yes,
so it's
I like the
a
sound
box
of this.
Of 24 movie night nuggets for 25 quid. They do cinnamon Huns. They do pecan pie cookie dough brownies. They've got cookie dough brownies, cookie dough Kit Kat crunchy, chunky brownies. And then they do like mega boxes of the most outlandish.
What I liked about these biscuits most of all was the thickness of them.
Yes.
They were very thin. I love a thin pizza. I love a thin biscuit. I love a thin bit of bread. Like, I like thin and chewy.
Now, there's another quite fun thing that they do, which is a sort of do-it-yourself DIY kit. So they send you the piping chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
So you get your cookie. you know, if you're looking for stuff to do with kids or fun stuff to do with people, you can kind of do a DIY bit of cookie making. They also sell ready-to-bake cookie dough balls, so you can take the...
So you slice it,
yeah,
flatten it, chuck it in the oven.
Yes.
Oh.
So they're hot straight out of the oven. I mean, this is a very, very clever company.
Yeah.
And they've just taken the cookie. It's a bit like the White Company. You know the White Company? That's a clever idea. I keep thinking to myself, if I was going to start a company that just did one thing...
One thing.
What would it be?
Oh, mine would be jumpers, merino wool jumpers.
Mine would be lingerie.
Yeah.
I'd just do, like, just lingerie.
I'd just
like
do amazing merino lingerie. Wool jumpers, yeah.
Merino wool jumpers.
V-necks, roll necks, crew necks, polo necks. Have I said polo necks?
No.
I said roll necks.
Roll neck.
And that would be it.
Mm-hmm.
In every colour. In every size.
Would you do...
Nothing else.
Would you do a girl's fit.
I do a guy's and a girl's.
Because you'd like a slightly leaner one.
Yep.
That's a good dish.
I think...
No, you said it out loud.
Somebody once said to me, I've said this before, but put all your eggs in one basket and love that basket. And my eggs in a basket would be a merino wool jumper. So, yeah, I think do one thing and do it really bloody well.
Well, that's what blondies do.
Yeah, well.
And that's what the White Company does.
Yeah.
You know, everything in there is white. Or off-white.
Yeah.
You know,
it's a version of white.
And what is clever about the White Company, not that I'm trying to recommend them, but I do think that's a very clever company, is that if you do start buying any kind of furniture or soft furnishings from there, it'll all go together.
Yeah, yeah.
If you go for a White Company house, everything matches.
Yeah.
It all looks nice. You don't have to worry about it at all.
Soho Home have just opened up a shop. Did you know that? On the King's Road.
An actual physical shop.
An actual physical shop that you can walk round and you can get made-to-measure furniture from there.
Really?
Out of all the Soho houses they've got.
Where is it?
On the King's Road in Chelsea.
Wow.
How?
What's the price point?
Well, I don't know, because they're doing bespoke stuff and then they've got other stuff as well. But SohoHome.com is worth having a look on. Their glasses, cutlery, crockery, side tables, lighting, lamps. You know, they do everything right.
And it all
right
goes together.
God,
weirdly, Soho Home all goes together, but it doesn't look like it should all go together.
Yeah.
It just does.
They're a really good
eye. Such a good eye.
Last night, I get this little ping on my iPhone and it says Nick Jones is currently hosting an online... look at the new Soho Home work. I can't remember what they called it, but it's like a display space where you can go and choose everything. But it's massive, by the way.
So is it like
an
Argos where you would go and,
I think
rather than looking, you go, because I think there are more and more places doing this now.
Mm.
You go and look at the stuff and you order it.
You order it online.
You don't buy anything from the shop.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't walk out with anything. Yeah. They don't hold stock, but it's so you can look and feel. This is what is going to fill our high streets.
Yeah, well, it'd be an experience then, rather than a retailing.
Because I don't want to buy rugs.
I don't want to carry it back to the car.
But also, I don't want to buy rugs off the internet. I need to see it.
So you go and see it, touch
it,
and feel it.
Mm.
You put your order in there, and it's at home when you get in.
Oh, clever!
Yeah, but anyway,
can I just finish on blondies?
Yeah, of course.
Because I feel like I haven't quite said who, like, what their address is or anything. So it's blondieskitchen.co.uk. blondieskitchen.co.uk. You can follow them on Instagram, you can follow them on Twitter. On Instagram they are, I bet you they're Blondie's Kitchen.
Oh,
Blondie's Kitchen.
That's our door.
Let's get the door.
I'll pause it. I mean, one of the great joys of staying in a hotel is that somebody comes
and cleans your room.
Gorgeous. God, that's great, isn't it?
Gorgeous.
I told you that story about Mick Jagger when he split up with Jerry Hall. He went to live at Claridge's for a year.
I remember that.
I mean, I don't know if it's true or not, but somebody told me, and they'd worked at Claridge's, and they said when he checked out, his bill was like £2 million or something like that. I just thought, God, living at Claridge's for a year and just being waited on and eating their food and having your bed made every morning and everything, God, it would absolutely destroy me.
Who was it that lived at the... Wasn't there somebody that lived at the Chelsea Hotel?
Somebody
in
lived
New
at,
York?
Oh, I don't know. I certainly know people who've lived at the Savoy Hotel for many, many years, you know. I mean, you've got to be really rich.
Really, really there. But you would be given a concession, wouldn't you?
You'd
be given, like, money off.
Yes, I think so. Blondie's Kitchen, by the way. What a great name Blondie is as well, because it just conjures up all memories of Blondie.
Oh, I know.
And there's nothing bad about that, is there?
Oh,
it's just all good. On the subject of music, I'm going to recommend two little musical things, and then we'll do some shout-outs.
Okay, amazing.
If you've got anything else to talk about. But,
I have in a second, because I can tell you about the Chelsea Hotel.
Oh, okay, yes, great. First thing is that I stumbled across an old album that I haven't heard for ages, and it's just seeped its way under my skin, which is the Gregory Porter album.
Oh, yeah, it's so good.
Liquid
I
Spirit.
Love it.
2013, that album.
Really?
Is. But we was having lunch somewhere, and someone was playing it in the background, and I thought, oh, God, I forgot about this record. And then I put it on, and I thought, good Lord, it is just fabulous. I cannot stop listening to it. So it's Gregory Porter, and the album's called Liquid Spirit. And I think there's a deluxe version of it with some live performances on it as well. But what a voice. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Good.
So put some headphones in or get the best speakers you've got in your house and just put it on from start to finish and tell me you don't like it, and I'll call you a liar.
Is that a challenge?
Yeah, because it is utterly brilliant. So, yeah, there's a song on that called Hey Laura, which is great. And then there's one called, let me just find it here, because they're Gregory Porter. Go to the album. Hey Laura is fantastic. But the one I'm really stuck on at the moment is this it? You'll be able to hear that. You'll have 15 seconds.
Okay.
Once was a kingdom.
Not that one. oh, I can't remember what it's called. I'll have to find it somewhere. Oh, God, it's so good. And then the opening song's called No Love Dying. But, oh, blimey, O'Reilly, it brings me to tears. And then the other musical thing I would like to talk about is Coldplay was on the Howard Stern show this week. And they put it on the YouTubes. And they've written this song called Coloratura, which is a kind of 10-minute prog rock epic song, which I've heard the original of because you can go and listen to it on iTunes. They've already released it. But I thought, how are they going to play this live? Because it's too complicated a song to play live, I think. And then, of course, Howard Stern says, you're going to play this song live. It's the first time you've performed it live. And they go, yeah. And they go, you nervous? And they're like, yeah, we're really nervous. And then you think, God, yeah, I'm nervous for you, you know. Because, and the drummer goes on to say, well, it's tricky because there's a lot of different time signatures in there, and there's little cues that you need to hit at certain times. Mm. And I was thinking, wow, I can't wait to see this. And Howard Stern, very funnily, goes, he said, well, we're really looking forward to it. And the thing I'm looking forward to most is looking for all the mistakes that you make when you perform it.
I love Howard Stern.
Yeah, he's brilliant.
He's the original shock jock.
Oh,
he's
totally.
He's just absolutely hilarious.
And everybody seems to open up to him, you know, and just tell them the most amazing things.
Who did he have a fight with recently?
Oh, I don't know.
He pulled somebody up the other day.
Really?
I'll have a think about that.
Okay. But it's well worth a watch. Anyway, it's about a 10-minute song, this Coloratura, and it's just an epic bit of work. The interesting thing is there's obviously some pre-recorded string sections and things like that going on that as a band you have to time in. So you kind of go, some of it's pre-recorded, that's not good. But you think, oh no, it's harder if you're in a band playing to a particular rhythm to then fit in a pre-recorded time signature on a different sound. Like,
well,
the complexity of the song is so good. It's bloody brilliant.
But if you're a band and you've added some strings or whatever, you can't necessarily have it. So you will have the strings on a pre... Or that happens all the time. It's just somebody's got to trigger it.
Yes, but the rhythm or the time signature of those strings have to be in time with the music you're playing. Otherwise, it's screwed, right?
So who is the person that triggers it?
I have literally no idea.
Ed Sheeran did, wasn't it? Just sort of started.
Yeah, he does it all with his feet. So maybe they do with it with their feet. Maybe there's someone under the stage playing along with them that you don't see. I think that a lot of bands do that.
No.
Or there's just a sequencer and the drummer has a click track in his ear and he can
hear.
Wait,
hang on.
Yeah.
You think there's somebody underneath the stage?
Well, when you go and see, I mean, I've seen U2 like 50 times or something. They were my favourite band. But there's no way there's only one guitar being played
several
songs.
It's played underneath.
Yes.
It's not another guitarist.
Somebody is under the stage playing the guitar.
We've got to look that up.
I'd love to look that up.
There's no way.
Yeah, but
I'm calling Bono immediately.
I would love to have Bono's number. That would be great. Anyway, on the Howard Stern YouTube page, go and have a look. Coloratura came out a couple of days ago. But
who he had a fight with.
Oh, okay.
Joe Rogan.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Well, they had a falling out.
Yeah.
Oh. Joe Rogan was on his show or something.
No. He's had a go at Joe Rogan.
I can't wait. I'm going to go look this up.
Joe Rogan is recommending the use of a completely unlicensed drug and is using it, I think.
Those the ones that we've taken.
No, not the ones we've taken.
That was a kind of joke, but Joe Rogan.
That was a joke.
Does his Alpha Brain, doesn't he? He's part of the Alpha Brain. And we bought some Alpha Brain and recommended them and tried them.
Yeah, we did. Yeah. But it's nothing to but do it's with not that. It's to do with the COVID treatment.
Yeah. Okay. Fascinating. But go and have a listen to that. I think you'll like it. If you like music and all of that jazz, then you'll enjoy it. Huh?
Shout outs.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Let's do that. So Olivia's put a lot of shout outs in the. In the list, so I'm worried that we've got too many. Caroline McNamara.
Oh.
Yeah, do you like that? That is McNamara, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love the name McNamara. Mm. It rolls off the mouth nicely.
Off the mouth?
It rolls out of the mouth?
Off the tongue?
It rolls off the tongue? Okay, either of those things will do. It says, great, thank you. I wanted to say, listen to last week's podcast at a time when I needed a real lift and it brought laughter and smiles to my face. That's nice, isn't it?
Yeah, it's so nice.
We get a lot of people say that, like it's like being with some friends.
Mm.
And yeah, it's the same for us. I mean,
definitely.
Yeah. A suggestion for an interesting movie in connection with the discussion on 9/11 is called Worth, and it's on Netflix. And it tells the story of the lawyer appointed to coordinate compensations for the victims of the attack. And the human story around it. Thank you for the tip regarding Potage. I'm going to try it.
Oh, good, because it's, good, it? It's Potage. There's the salmon laksa. Is amazing.
Ah, okay, yes. And
Is it the Mossman curry? God, I don't know. Both of those.
So, but it's called Worth, and it's on Netflix. But that's very much indeed for that, Caroline. That's absolutely brilliant. Neelix has sent us this thing. This looks good. Thought you might like this. Mr. Pucker is a graphic artist who has a great Etsy site with a really lovely and useful pin badges, current themes, and lovely artworks. Yeah, you can press on that. So it's called Mr. Pucker. And are they patches as well? They sew on patches.
Those are great!
Oh, it is experimental patches. Oh my God, there they are good, aren't they? I really love patches. Those,
and I love his posters.
Pro-choice poster in my shop. Yeah, very great. So they are called Mr. Pucker on Instagram. Go and have a follow to them and have a little look. But, oh, I might go and get some patches. I love patches and sewing on my jackets. Very good. Neelix there. Is it this one? Love your podcast and recommendations. So this is from Claire. Claire LaRue? Is that?
It might be Claire Lure. X. You know, sometimes people put a sort of letter at the end of their name if somebody else has got it.
Love your podcast and your recommendations have been invaluable. Thank you. I watched last night and can't stop thinking about it. An incredible but tragic real life story, and I can't recommend it enough. It's called The Last Mountain and it's on the BBC. I had a quick look at this before we recorded, but listen to this. The compelling story of a 30-year-old climber, Tom Ballard, who disappeared on one of the Himalaya's most deadly mountains in February 2019. Tom was the son of a mountaineer, Alison Hargreaves, who perished on K2 in 1995. Mother and son are two of the greatest climbers of all time and died at almost the same age in the same mountain range, both doing what they love best.
Oh,
God, that sounds great,
God,
doesn't it?
So I mean, harrowing, sad. But
it sounds like a brilliant story. So thanks very much indeed for that, Claire. That looks right up my street, that. And this is Janie03. Love it. I wait every Friday for it. I make notes in a little notebook of all your great suggestions and I tell my friends about your fab podcast.
Oh, that's so nice.
Best thing ever. Thanks very much. Yeah, thanks Janie. That's absolutely great.
Okay, Rebecca Potter has sent us a photograph of golden blonde chocolate spread and she said, literally, gold bar spread from M&S is amazing. And I know Davina loves gold bars and this is sugar-free. Oh, no. I know Davina loves gold bars and is now sugar-free, which obviously if I love gold bars, I'm not always sugar-free. But this is totally worth breaking for. Rebecca, this is for our listeners, really, because I don't need any more things to break for. I'm broken already. I'm struggling.
It's a good episode, this. I like recording it in like two or three different places.
Yes, because it makes it fresh each time.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. So I hope everybody's enjoyed this week's episode. Next week's episode will come from the United Kingdom.
Oh, God, it will.
Yeah. I'm very much looking forward to encourage people to buy the boxing, the new Tyson Fury fight that's on the 9th of October, because I'd like to talk about that.
And we can find out about everything, and we need you to educate us. Yeah. So, because what I would like our listeners to do, even if you don't like the boxing, I want you to give us so much information about it.
Yeah.
It will make us so excited, and we want to watch it. So I want you to tell us all about Tyson Fury.
Interesting facts.
I want you to tell us all about, like, why he's come to boxing, why this fight's important. I want you to make us care about who wins this fight, and then we're all going to watch it together.
Yeah, we're going to set our alarms.
No, wait, what time is it?
It'll be on at, like, 5 in the morning on Sunday the 10th. What? No, we're going to set an alarm.
Okay.
I'm going to set all the TV up and everything so it's just ready to go.
Okay.
We set the alarm, out of bed, downstairs, cup of tea, TV on. Boom, watch the boxing, straight back to bed.
Chester will love it.
Anyway, that's not until the 9th/10th of October, so we've got time. Speak to you all next week. Stay in touch with us, please. Thanks, Olivia, for all the podcast stuff.
We love you.
Bye.
Bye. Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.